flood the altar out. I'm about to pray.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Woo, Jesus.
Whatever you may be. When the glory come, you speak in the glory and it creates. The glory is in you. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. But if you notice in Genesis, he didn't speak till the spirit moved. You speak in the movement of the spirit. You create things. The glory come to bring divine rights to those who believe in God. There's an unstoppable glory in the house this morning. God can create so many things for you. So I want to speak in this glory on your behalf. That whatever, and then I'm going to minister on this morning, taking out the giants. Everything in your life that's been holding you back will be dealt with this morning. All giants will be taken out. I'll show you how to kill the giants. And God, as God revealed to me, amen. Come, yeah, children, come on, come, because I'm the man of God about to pray. Come get yours. Come get yours. I love you so much, and I want you to get blessed while you're here. Now, listen what I'm saying. In the glory, when the glory comes, you see, even before you start praying, even before you start praising, all you pray is till the glory come. Don't ask for nothing till the glory come. Thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. And another thing the scripture says, let thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. I want you to reach toward heaven and receive what you need to receive. Healing, something going on in your family, your body, your finances, your children, your grandchildren, on your job, your business, whatever it may be. Father, we will create by prayer this morning. Father, we thank you that your glory is here. We speak in your glory. We speak miracles, signs and wonders in your name. We come before you. You have already carried out for us. We come to speak it in the airway. The health and the healing. Of every person in this building, they will have healthy bodies. Father, in the name of Jesus, as we stand before you, every person, every need, every decision they have to make, you're going to give them the strength this morning. You're here to help us beyond what we can do for ourselves. Thank you this morning. Thank you for your glory. Thank you for the blood of Jesus. Thank you. You give us a name. That is above every name. The name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, that this will make a difference in our life today. We didn't just come to church, but we're leaving with something. Whoever under the sound of my voice have a private ordeal they're dealing with, nobody else know about it, but you know about it. And while they're here this morning, give them the answer. We thank you for it. We pray for the Lord that they be saved. We pray for men and women who are shut out that they may be kapatisikor. They may be able to come in. We thank you this morning. Hurt, pain. Their body here that is hurting. Pain. I commission it to leave this house. In Jesus' mighty name. Thank you for all our leaders. That their hearts are in your hand. May you get the glory over the whole world, Father. Just thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Can't thank you enough. Thank you, the born again experience is in his house this morning. Baptism of the Holy Spirit is in his house this morning. We give you the glory, praise, and the honor. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Well, fellowship as you go back to your seat. Fellowship with somebody. Fellowship with somebody. Hallelujah. Go ahead. Fellowship. Fellowship. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Fellowship with somebody. Glory, glory, glory. Introduce yourself. Glory, 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 glory. Glory, 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 glory. God bless you, son. Yeah, God bless you. Love you. Love you so much. Peace. Joy. Happiness. Peace, joy, and happiness be in your house. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I would like to give you an idea of what to expect today from the Lord. When I begin to minister about taking out the giants, you know, big things that have come in our lives that are trying to hold us down, we will, from the Word of God, the Holy Spirit will teach us how to deal with whatever been holding you back, whatever been holding you down, whatever been blocking you, whatever been bullying you, and act like it's not going to leave. It will have to leave today. I will teach you principles. I will teach you principles. Principles that produce power on purpose because you're a child of God. Principles that will produce power on purpose because you're a child of God. Principles that will produce power on purpose because you're a child of God. Are you listening? Are you listening to me? You see, because I when I begin to minister, I want you to have some idea of what truth the Lord is trying to get to you today out of his word. Each time you come here, you should find something to use, a tool, a weapon to make your life better, to make other people's life better. See, because when you're strong, you can minister to other people. And so there's no giant, there's no situation, there's no circumstances in your life that cannot be dealt with, listen to me very carefully, this morning. That's how great the power of God is. You need to leave here better off than when you came. Amen? And so I need you pulling this morning. I need you expecting. I need you to listen to the word when the word is going forth. A lot of preparation, a lot of prayer. We've got intercessors all over the world. A lot of prayer has been made for just this service this morning. And we expect God to do great and mighty things. Amen? Amen. Well, you may be seated. 1 Samuel chapter 17 is the story of David facing Goliath, a giant. Say even 9 feet tall, over 9 feet tall. But to get the understanding of a giant is anything that is holding you down. A giant is anything that's keeping you from arriving where God wants you to be. All of us at one time or another, either a financial or sickness or family problem, have faced giant. I mean, I don't know if any of y'all ever come to a moment you didn't know what to do. And anybody ever been hurt? Yeah, so there are giants in the land, but there's a way to take care of the giant, not in your own ability. So I pray this morning that everything, if you've been hurt some kind of way, somebody misused you, that giant be dealt with today. I'm going to use giant taking out principles. Yeah, how to take them out. How to take them out. Because you see, the Bible really is you. The Bible talking about your situation. So when you got David, Goliath, you David, you Goliath, you all of them. I know you don't want to be Goliath, but you are. Because in some place you thought you was a giant, you had to be taken out. And so this morning I'm going to read some. But we're talking about, you see, we've been talking about the Lord's hand of rescue. And the Bible says, the Lord said to me, the Lord's hand of rescue is to take out giants. God will get you out of a situation you can't get out yourself. So in 1 Samuel chapter 17, I'm going to read a little. I'm going to start at the 40th verse. The giant already out. The giant already didn't say what he's going to do. There are people who are fearful. David had three older brothers. They were scared. The king was afraid. The whole army was afraid. Sometimes you got to go by yourself. Yeah. Sometimes you're not going to have no help to take out the giant. All right. There are people going to make fun at you. Sometimes people don't like giants takers. But I want you to see here in the 40th verse, when the hand of the Lord is upon you, you can take anything and whoop anybody. No, you didn't get that. When the hand of the Lord is upon you, you can take anything and whoop anybody. Don't care who they think they are. So the 40th verse, do yourself a favor and read that chapter. The 40th verse, prior to the 40th verse, David testified. He let it be known that he trusts God. And there are prizes for giant killers. There are prizes. There are always a prize when a giant is taken out. So David asked two or three times, what would happen if somebody take Goliath out? Well, he says, the king going to give you a daughter to marry, and he's going to pay all your father's bill. Your family will have no more bills. So David rehearsed it two or three times. What you get if you do this? Read it. You're going to see it. I don't have time to go over all it because it's such a good chapter. It's so much territory I cannot cover. Taking out the giants in your life. Anything in the way will move today. The 40th verse said he took a staff in his hand and chose him five smooth stones out of the brook and put them in a shepherd's bag, which he had, even in a scrip, and his sling was in his hand. And he drew near to the Philistine. And the Philistine came on and drew near unto David, and the man that bare the shield went before him. And when the Philistine looked about and saw David, he started laughing. He destroyed him, for he was but a youth and ruddy and of a fair countenance. Other words, he said, oh, Lord, this boy here, you see. And a lot of times problems tell you that. And the Philistine said to David, am I a dog? The dog cometh to me with a stave. And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. And the Philistine said to David, the 44th verse, come to me, and I will give thy flesh unto the fowls of the air and to the beasts of the field. Then said David to the Philistine, thou comest to me with a sword, with a spear, and with a shield, but I come to thee, mark that, in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the army of Israel, whom thou hast defiled. This day, verse 46, he's looking at a giant. Face to face with a giant. This day will the Lord deliver thee into my hand. I will smite thee and take thine head from thee. And I will give the carcasses of the host of the Philistine this day unto the fowls of the air and to the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there's a God in Israel. There's a God in Darrow. There's a God in New Orleans. There's a God in Plaquemine. There's a God in Gonzales. There's a God in Baton Rouge. Where you from? There's a God there too. Name your city. Name your place. And let's personalize it. He's there for me. Ooh, I felt that. Verse 47. And all this assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with the with sword and spear, for the battle, underline that, is the Lord. Stop fighting so much. The battle is the Lord. And he, now watch this. And he will give you into our hand. And it came to pass when the Philistine arose and came and drew nigh to meet David, that David hastened and ran toward the army to meet the Philistine. And David put his hand, and David put his hand, and David put his hand, and David put his hand. Now, that David hand was not just David hand. And David put his hand, God's hand went in that bag. And David put his hand in the bag and took thence a stone and slung it and smote the Philistine in his forehead, that the stone sunk into his forehead and he fell upon his face to the earth. So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and with a stone and his God, and smote the Philistine and slew him, and there was no sword in the hand of David. Now watch verse 51. Y'all stop messing with them small demons. Cut the leader head off. In a natural army, if you kill, I used to watch cowboys when I was a boy, and the Indian and the cowboy was fighting. You kill the chief, the other Indian gone. And so don't waste your time with them little small demons. Pray in the Holy Ghost and find out who's the chief demon and who pushing this thing, and cut his head off. Watch what happened. Verse 51. Then I'll start teaching you principles. Therefore David ran and stood upon the Philistine and took his sword and drew it out of the sheath there and slew him and cut off his head therewith. Now watch what happened. Watch what happened to the other demons now. Let's say Goliath was the chief demon. And the rest of the soldier was the other little demon. Watch what happened when you cut the chief demon head off. Cut his head therewith. And when the Philistine, that's the other little demon, saw their champion was dead, what they did? You go free today. Everything and everyone who have been holding you back and bullying you, threatening you, holding you down, and saying you're not going to make it, come to the end of the day. I better read that to you again. I better read that to you again. I want you to hear this. Thus said the Lord. Nothing is too big to handle. So I want you to hear this again. Everything and everyone who've been holding you back and bullying you, you know what bullying means? Threatening you, holding you down, and saying you're not going to make it, comes to an end today. Hallelujah. I holler myself. Hallelujah. What is the biggest thing you're dealing with now? Today, the Holy Spirit will show you how to overcome it. I want you to find your biggest challenge this morning and just, you know, just have it on your minds so when the hatchet come out, we'll get it.
Yes, sir.
See. I want you to hear me. Notice the giant think they can't be taken. There are certain things come in your life. The enemy try to tell you nothing can be done about it. You're just going to have to live with it. No, there's no such thing. All giants can be taken out. Hallelujah. I can't. As a child of God, you have to know, like David, when I face a giant, I'm not ever facing a giant by myself. Write this down. The Lord's hand is always divine backup. The Lord's hand is the hand that makes everything possible. And this is the type of, my goodness, this is the type of backup you got. See, giants think they can't be taken. Look in the 17th chapter 7. Look, give me the fourth verse. The fourth verse. We'll run 4 through 10. Giants think they can't be taken. And there was a champion out of the camp of the Philistine named Goliath of Gath, whose height was 6 cubits and a span. And he had a helmet of brass upon his head, and he was armed with a coat of mail. And the weight of the coat was 5,000 shekels of brass. And he had grave of brass upon his legs and a target of brass between his shoulders. Bad boy here. Yeah. And the staff of his spear was like a weaver beam, and his spearhead weighed 600 shekels of iron. And one bearing a shield went before him. And he stood, verse 8, and he stood and cried unto the army of Israel and said unto them, why are you come out to set your valor in array? Am not I a Philistine, and ye servant of Saul? Choose you a man for you and let him come down to me. If he be able to fight with me and to kill me, then will we be your servant. Every demon become your servant today. Oh, somebody help me here. Everything that has been, I'm trying to keep praying in tongues. Everything that has been against you become your servant today.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
And somebody said, I have a whole lot of servants. All right, listen, I'm going to read, I got to read this out. What voice I stopped in? 9? Mm-hmm. Choose you a man. All right. The 10th verse, the Philistine said, I defy the army of Israel this day. Give me a man that we may fight together. Give me a man. So you see why the giants think that they can't be taken. You see how big that man was. Huh? But I give you a word today. The bigger they are, the harder they fall. You heard that before, right? Take a hold of that. Now take a hold of the reality of the revelation that the Lord is putting before you. Don't just go to the Bible story with David and Goliath, because the Spirit of God is speaking to issues that are in your life and may come in your life. But you'll know nothing too big for your God to handle. Say that.
Nothing too big for my God to handle.
Not even my mistakes.
Not even my mistakes.
All right. Turn to Numbers chapter 13 for a minute. Numbers 13:33. Because I got to deal with something here. Numbers chapter 13. Verse 33. I want to give you a thought. Never let the grasshopper mentality enter into your soul or your senses. Never let the grasshopper mentality. Grasshoppers can't kill giants. If you think you're a grasshopper, the giant's going to stay on you all the time. But you're not a grasshopper. You're a child of God, right? Talk to me. Here these 10 spies were sent to spy the land. They saw the land was good. God already told them he'd given the land. These guys come back and they said, and there we saw the giants, the son of Anak, which come of the giant. And we were in, oh my Lord. We were what? In our own eyes. In our own sight as grasshoppers. And so we were in there. Whatever you see yourself as, that's what other people are going to see you as. If you see yourself a failure, everybody's going to see you a failure. Let me give you a secret here. The people never saw them. The people they're talking about never saw. They have looked in the mirror of a grasshopper so long that they thought that everybody who saw them saw a grasshopper. Now, we got to stop being grasshopper Christian. Taking a lot of stuff the enemy putting on us. You have a right to rise up because you have the greatest giant is on your side. His name is Jesus. The greatest giant is on my side. I'm not putting up with this no more. The greatest giant is on my side. And if he's not on your side, before we leave here today, he's going to be on your side. But the grasshopper mentality is when we look to the world for solution that only God can give. Oh my God. The grasshopper mentality is when we look for a solution from the world, solution only God can give. Anybody in here this morning, if your back against the wall in anything, we're not going to deal with your back. We're going to tear the wall down. The power. I feel the power of God in here. I say, I feel the power of God. I feel the power of the Holy Ghost. I feel the power of the word up in here. And I hear these words. I'm not going to take it anymore. Say it. Anything you've been going through that have not been a blessing to you, say it. I'm not going to take it anymore. I don't have to take it anymore. The man of God had brought me a word. Turn back to 1 Samuel 17. I want to show you two verses. Family members come against giant killers. Because they never kill a giant, you see. And now you, where you come from, killing giants. Where you come from, rising up and nobody can stop you. David had three brothers.
Yeah.
They came again. What you come out here for? Why are you looking at that man like that? They're all scared.
Right.
David said, who is this fella here? I want you to see this. You got to see this. Because, see, everybody not a giant killer. When you go to killing giants and say, look, I'm not worried about that. Say, what? Everybody worried. You say, I'm not worried about that. I'm a giant killer. Do I have any giant killers in here? You better be. 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 You better be one. You better become one today. Because I want to tell you right now, the giants are rising. All over the world, the giants are rising. Giants are rising, and they think they're in control. But now, Kosele Bashaya, the church is rising. Believers are rising. There's a great army rising up in the things of God. Every one of us are giants killers. It can't become too big for God, no matter what come against you. But you have to understand this. Be seated a minute. Family members come against giant killer. I want you to look at the 28th verse and the 29th. Read. 28th verse. 1 Samuel 17. I'm not going to go what I told you. 1 Samuel 17, chapter the 28th verse. Read it. Hold a minute. Hold a minute. Why don't you have that voice on the board back there? Who back there? I can't see you for them glasses. 1 Samuel 17, 28. I said it 6 times. Go ahead and read. Now hold up. He's scared. He's hiding with the rest. And David said, we need to do something about this. Now watch what he tell him. Go ahead. What you come down here for? And you know you can't do nothing. You watching a few sheep in the wilderness. I know thy pride. Now, listen to me. To kill giants, sometimes you got to become a little naughty. You have to have an expectation that other people can't see. I'm preaching now, God. It's just don't, you're not paying attention to me. You got to be a little naughty. You got to be a little goofy. This is going to happen. My God going to bring me through this. Now, y'all going to need this now. Y'all can set your... Yeah, in this world we're living in now, and how the enemy is rising, the church must rise to her position. So no, there's no giant you can't take out. There's no situation you and your God can't straighten out. There's no power that come against you that you and your God can't stop. You have to know this. This cannot be a slogan. This must be a revelation. It must be a reality in your heart. That great is He. In Him I live. I move. And I have my being. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
You feel that?
Yes, sir.
Giants are falling and dying right now. Things that have been in your life, that have been a hindrance to you, I'm telling your children right now, in the grace of God, in the glory of God, in the goodness of God, those things are being dealt with right now. While you sit here right now. Read the 29th voice. Say, that's the 29th voice? 28, 29th, 29th voice. Great.
David says, what have I not done? Is there not a cause?
Ooh. Ooh. And David said, what have I now done? Don't it need somebody to handle this? Come on, do it with me. Don't it need somebody to handle this? I'm the one that God has chosen to handle this. I'm a giant killer. Wave your hand if you believe that. Take that endorsement. Take that impartation. From this day forward, I declare every person on the sound of my voice, take the giant out. It's a giant taker. Waymaker. Hallelujah.
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 Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Now this is the day you need. You listen to me? When I look at y'all, look back at me. This is a day you need. This is the day God is preparing you to stay on top. You are, in the name of Jesus, a giant killer. Not only for yourself, to everybody that God sent to you. You'll kill a giant in their lives. Sit down, I gotta make a way here. Listen to this. There is always prizes for giant killers. Giant killers live different. The Lord love a giant killer. The Lord said, you gonna take it? Here's what I'm gonna do for you. Everybody under the sound of my voice is about to get promoted. We're going to look at some verses here that tell you that giant killers get promoted above the cowards. Now, I have to say this in a way not to be ugly, but I can't stand a coward. Especially who's a Christian and they're afraid of something. God is so big. God is so powerful. And God loves you so much. God loves you. You understand? God loves you by yourself, girl. You understand? God loves you. And you designed to be a giant killer. Anything that's trying to hold your life back from going up, you got the ability to stop it. In the name of Jesus. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. My goodness, my goodness, my goodness. Oh my goodness. Nothing and no one will be able to stop you from this day forward. Watch what I say now. Thus saith the Holy Ghost. Sit down a minute. When I look at you, look back at me. I'm trying to put something in you. Verse 25 and 27. 25 to 27 in 1 Samuel. Giant killers always receive prizes. The prize. When you kill a giant, there's something he's been holding back from you. Get him out the way and the prize sitting right there. I've killed many giants in my days. I'm a giant killer. But I got my hand in somebody's hand who know how to kill every giant. Yes, sir. May all sickness and disease be killing you this morning. And move out of God's house. Your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Every disease that think is a giant, by the power of the Holy Ghost, be dealt with this morning. Thank you, Lord. Every jail of financial bondage, come open this morning. Step out.
Glory to God.
You know what Boita did? You know what Boita did? As BJ's daughter. You know what she did? What y'all gonna do? Yeah, when you hear the man of God say something, make a move or something. As soon as I said that, Boita did it. Stepped out of it. And the men of Israel said, have you seen this man, you may be seated, that has come up, talking about Goliath, surely to defy Israel, is he come up, and he shall be, it shall be, listen now, and it shall be that the man who killeth him. Now that's God talking to you. God permitted that giant to come so you can kill him. Don't cry. Don't lie down. God permitted him. God didn't send him, but he permitted him to come because he wanted the giant to know who you are. Remember what I said now? Remember what the Lord said? There are always a prize for giant killer. And the man of the river said, have you seen this man that has come up? See, they're all scared. So they got their eyes on a man. He's so big. Surely to defy Israel, he come up, and he shall be, and it shall be that the man who killeth him, the king will enrich him with great riches and will give him his daughter and make his father house free. Oh, that giant got to die today. If all this going to happen, the giant got to die today. Say it. The giant has to die today. He's the one holding my promotion back. He's the one got my money in his pocket. When I cut his head off, I'm going to stick my hand in his pocket and get my money out. I receive that. The man who killed him, the king, will reach him. Wait a minute, we got to go to another verse now. My koshakatele vushkale shapos. Go to verse 26. Ero basayaya. Now, children, I'm praying in tongue. You don't supposed to understand what I'm saying. 26 verse. You got 26 verse. And David, speaking to the man that stood by him, saying, what shall be done to the man that killed this Philistine? See, David asking again. I won't know if I heard you right. I wish somebody would ask me, somebody would be that by me now. What you say would happen to me, Pastor, if I kill this giant? See, David said, I won't get this straight. David heard it one time, and David said, wait a minute, let me ask you this question again. And David spoke to the man that stood by him, saying, what shall be done to the man that killed this Philistine? And take away the reproach from Israel? For who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the army of the living God? Go to the next verse. I want one more for you. Good God Almighty. And the people answered him after this manner, saying, so shall it be done to the man that killed him. So it's almost three times you have to tell that there's a prize. There's a prize. There's a prize in your life that you were not getting before you came here this morning. But the word of God this morning is opening your prize. You've got to kill a giant. All I can't in your life die today. All possibility resurrect in your life today. I just said it to you, but I'm going to say it to you again. Sit down right. The giants are there to take you to another level. Every giant I kill, I went to another level. Now, when I say I, you know I'm talking about me and God. But every giant that came in my life and we took that giant out, we went to another level. My wife and I have faced many giants over the years. But the Lord helped us. We took them out. Every time we went to another level. Are you still here?
Yes, woo!
Giant killers are dream lifters. If you let the giant, I receive, sir. I ain't got to ask y'all nothing. If you let those giants will set on your dream. Look at me, everybody in here. Some of y'all never went to your dream because giants been setting on your dream. But they should have never let you come to Darrow Road. Because you about to get those giants up off of your dream in the name of Jesus. And the Lord going to help you get that giant. And you're going to live a dream life before you leave here. Somebody better shout up in here. Do I have any dreamers up in here? I said, wait a minute, that's weak. Do I have any dreamers up in here? Jesus. I'm almost through. Don't get worried. I'm almost through. This thing is something, man.
What?
Giant killers are dream lifters.
Yes.
I was flying. I just come out of that place in Washington. I flew in and I saw a plane. I was in my plane landing, looking out the window. And you know, I have to have an aisle seat now. When you're in your own jet, you sit where you want. So I choose to sit by the window so I can see something.
Yes, sir.
We were flying in a few years ago. Where? Maryville?
Seattle.
We were flying in, and I'm looking for God. Everywhere I go, I'm looking for God. In the air, on the ground, I'm looking for God to talk to him. I'm looking for his signs or anything. I read everything. I don't see.
Yeah.
And I'm landing, I see a plane. Got written on the side in large writing, a dream lifter. And nobody want to play it. It's just haul special cargo. A dream lifter. So I preached at the church to my son, and my son said, now he live in Seattle. He said, man, you know, Dad must have misread that. I've been here all my life. I knew ain't no plane called no dream lifter. He said, he went out there. And the Lord, he looked at the Lord said, dummy. Because the plane was sitting right there. You just climb aboard of God dream lifter. When you know how to handle the giant cannot stand up to the name of Jesus. The giant cannot stand up to the blood. The giant cannot stand up to the grace of God. No, he can't stand up to it. The giant cannot stand up to the sword of the Spirit. Who had some form of giant when they came in here this morning? They want to deal with. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We do. Now, are you listening to me?
Yes,
all right. Are you ready for your pride?
Yes, sir.
All right, sit down a minute. Sit down a minute. I'm almost through, children. All fears leave you today. About everything. For you and God will work it out in your favor. Me and God gonna work it out in my favor. When you take out the giant, there's a favor flow that have been trying to get to you. The giant is a favor blocker. But when you take that, and you've taken him out this morning, when you take that giant out, the favor is going to start flowing.
Oh, yes.
Y'all over here, y'all not hearing what I'm saying? Y'all, yeah. Huh? You hear what I'm saying? Huh? Well, say this with me. My favor starts flowing this morning. Like never before. Oh, yeah, it's real. Oh, yes. Tell 2-3 people. Oh, yeah, it's real. Tell them. Oh, yeah, it's real, man. This God. Tell them this God stuff. Tell them this God stuff. Tell them this God stuff. It's not Leroy stuff. This God stuff.
That's right.
God not a man that he should lie. If he said it, he'll make it good. Nobody can stop it.
Nobody.
Romans 8:31 say, if God for us, who can be against us? Romans 8:28 says, good.
Nothing.
You hear me?
Yes, sir.
You know, I'm preaching to everybody up in here. I'm almost through, but I'm preaching to everybody up in here. I got a few more things I want to tell you before you leave here. You may be seated. Taking that judge out. You know good and well that slingshot didn't kill that giant. Let the weak say I'm strong. That slingshot, whatever you use, is not just in your hand. David was twirling that slingshot, but there was another hand on top of David's hand. When that stone came out of that slingshot, it was traveling so fast, because between David letting it loose and getting it go out of your head, God pushed it. Somebody just give me a little shout, because God pushing something for you right now. God pushing something for you right now. God pushing something for you right now. God making something happen for you right now. I say God making something happen for you right now. Will you receive it? God making something happen for you right now. God making something happen for you right now. God making something happen. Will you receive it? God making something happen for you right now. God making, God making something happen for you right now. 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 Receive it. Believe it. Your life will never be the same, God. You get under this anointing. Yes. This anointing come up on you. Yes. Your life will never be the same, child.
Yes,
God is dealing with that. Yes. You understand me? Yes. God, God is dealing with that right now. Hallelujah. Right now for you.
Yes, yes, sir. Hallelujah.
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 I receive, sir. I receive. I receive. Now that's particularly for somebody. that giant hurt you've been carrying, the Lord will be lifted today. Somebody hurt you. Somebody you thought was with you, they came against you. And you've been carrying that hurt. You tried to dump it, but it wouldn't come out. You tried to get rid of it, but it wouldn't leave. But today, that giant got to go. That hurt you've been carrying, you won't carry it no more. In the name of Jesus, it's cleared up in your life right now by the power of the Holy Ghost. You leave here without that load.
Glory to God.
Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God.
You can feel it lifting right now.
Yes, sir. Glory to
God. One or two more things. Lord said, go to Darrell Road and take the giants out today. Train them how to take the giants out of their life. Tell them they don't have to do it themselves. Tell them I'm with them. Oh, Lord. There are three things you have to write down here. Sit down. Zechariah 4:6. Zechariah 4:6. Not by might, nor by power, but it's by my spirit, says the Lord. That's the way it'd be dealt with. Huh? Huh? 2 Timothy 1:7. For God has not given you the spirit of fear, but a power, what else?
Love.
What else?
And a sound mind.
That's what it takes to take the giant out. Now, in Ephesians 3, you can find it yourself. Ephesians 3, I think, he talks about access, boldness, and confidence.
Yes,
Ephesians 3. Now, Hebrews 4:16. Let us come therefore boldly. Where about? For what? Find help, what? Obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. You got those three. Ephesians 3, you read. You need to read the chapter anyway. Read it. Now, everybody got to listen to me real close, because all I'm saying now is going to be in vain if you don't get this. Now, wait till I finish, then you can do it. Shout and declare with clarity, my time has come. Did you say it? Did you say it? Let's all say it together. Go ahead. My time has come. Every giant you are dealing with, head was cut off just then. Because those words that I told you to say came out of the mouth of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost never send words he don't back up. He said, have them shout with clarity. My time. Did you say it? 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 Let's say it together. My time has come. Now, no matter what you're dealing with, listen to me. No matter what you're dealing with, family background, what you desire, or what, no matter what you're dealing with, it was handled at this moment.
sir.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God.
Now, you were brought here for a reason.
Yes, you were.
You hear me? You brought here for a reason. For the year it is. Every giant in your life is dead right now. You're going to see things from things you want to change. You're going to see it. You're going to start being changed. Just listen. Just take it as a man of God. Just take it because there's what you call an anointing has been imparted to you. That's a divine supernatural ability that you can do something beyond what you can do. Amen. You got it? Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, my goodness. Do not pay attention to others who are saying what your God cannot do. Don't pay no attention to them.
Yes, sir.
They don't know what they're talking about.
Yes,
there's
sir.
Nothing God can do.
Yes,
there's nothing God cannot do. Now listen to this. Sit down a minute. I got 7 more minutes. And I want you to hear this clearly. You hear me? Some words about to come out of my mouth that you never heard before. I want you to hear it clearly, and I want you to loose your faith here, because this is what we need to hear. The giants that has come in your life has come to make you stronger than the system. You will never know how big a God you serving until you deal with a giant. You will know you didn't do it, but somebody's hand was on you. You have to become stronger than the system. You cannot, children, you cannot depend on this system. This system is devilish. Without Christ, without God, ain't no smart man without God. Ain't no rich man without God. He can have all the money he wants. He's not rich. Whoa. Whoa, I just got that revelation. He can have millions and billions of dollars, but he don't have God, he's not rich. Oh, Lord. Now, I did pretty good up to now. False tradition, religious minds, and unchanging denomination are giants that must fall. I know there's going to be a whole lot of giants shouting the air, but that's all right. I don't want to go back home and get fired myself. I got to tell you what the Lord told me. False tradition, religious mind, and unchanging denomination are giants. They must fall.
They must fall.
Stand on your feet. See yourself standing on top of Goliath.
That's right.
Any Goliath that try to move in your life, seeing yourself stand over him with the sword in your hand. Let's cut his head off right now. You ready?
Yes, sir.
You can't cut no demon head off with your arm full of God. Did you do what I told you to do? You. Stand up. Let me see you. Bend up. Let me see you. You like this. We just cut the demon head off. Get your hand like I tell you. Look, do like this. Do like this. Nah. I'm sure you're all right. You see what I'm saying? demon head for you. This is real. It's invisible power. There's another world called a spirit world. God is a spirit. They that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Oh, my God. My God. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Every Christian in that. Let's say something before we leave. Just repeat after me. I'm just going to follow the Holy Ghost. I'm redeemed from the curse of the law.
I'm redeemed from the curse of the law.
I'm blessed.
I'm blessed.
Going in. And coming out.
And coming out.
No giants.
Can stand in my life no more.
I know what to do. So I'm blessed.
So
favor flood.
Is
over my life.
Over my home.
Over my family.
Over my business.
Favor will flow
like living water
on my life
from this day forward.
I'm blessed going in
and I'm blessed coming out.
I am the head.
I'm not the tail.
I'm debt free.
I'm the lender
and not the borrower.
I'm blessed
everywhere I go.
I'm free
everywhere I go.
I'm healed,
I'm healthy,
and I'm wealthy.
I'm happy,
I'm successful.
Money comes to me
now.
Health comes to me now.
Happiness comes to me now.
Peace comes to me now.
Joy
comes to me now.
I leave this place
on top,
and I'm going to stay on top
because I'm standing on a rock.
In Jesus' name.
Go out there and get somebody to come to church next Sunday.